सुपर हिट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पे मैं हूं तो है ना आपके साथ चल रहा है KA935 आई एम सेलिब्रेटिंग वुमेन्स डे राइट नाउ आई हैव अ स्पेशल गेस्ट हर नेम इज सानिया सूद शी इज ब्यूटीफुल शी इज गॉर्जियस एंड वेलकम टू KA935 सानिया
थैंक यू
The story is you got a sex change operation done, right?
Yes.
Why not manhood? Why womanhood?
Actually, a lot of people think that this is something I chose to do, but that is why exactly I came here today to make people understand that this is not something I just suddenly decided to go through. It's not a decision for you to make. It's something that I had realized a long time back when I was very young, at the age of about 5 or 6, while I was growing up, that that I am a girl. I feel like a girl. And it took me a long time to understand what it is. And I was in my late 20s when I realized that it's a known medical condition. And there are procedures set for it. And that's when I decided to see the doctors and went ahead with the procedures they prescribed and finally got my surgery done recently.
So what changes do you feel inside? Like there must be a lot of people listening to you who must be feeling some changes inside them.
So I wanted to do all the things that the girls did, and obviously I was attracted towards the boys. The first thing I came across was homosexuality. So I lived a long part of my life thinking I'm a homosexual. I'm just attracted to guys. I know a lot of trans people who unfortunately have to get married and have children just because their parents and their neighbors and their extended families won't understand what they actually are. So I didn't want to be in that position. I had decided, because I was getting a lot of pressure from my parents to get married to a girl and live a normal life. And I couldn't have imagined doing that because, you know, I was a girl myself.
How far is it true for you that a woman's bag is a never-ending well?
I think it's completely true. Women need a lot of things, and yes, you need a big bag to carry all of them around.
Does your past come and talk to the woman inside you sometimes? Do you think like a man sometimes?
No, not anymore. I think when I started my transition, for the first 6 to 8 months, I was my old me, like even in my thoughts. Because everyone, when you're even talking to yourself in your head, you say your own name. I used to say my old name, that, you know, why did you do this? Why did you? So I had realized that even though everyone else around me has started referring to me by my new name, I myself have not yet in my mind. So that took some time. It happened, I think, after another 4 to 6 months, when you know, even when I talk to myself or I'm in my head talking to me, I am who I am.
Women are good driver, myth or reality?
I was going to say reality, but I think it's a myth.
Whoa. What is your message to all the men?
My message would be just to be a little more compassionate and be more understanding. Don't judge people by their appearances, but look for the person within and then decide whether you like them or not.
Your message for all the women out there?
I think women are already doing a great job, so just continue doing that. And
your message to Pados ka auntie?
Pados ka auntie would be, don't worry what time I come in, what time I go out, who I bring home. That's pretty much it.
Well, we would say welcome to this side of the world and wishing you a very happy Women's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Bajate raho. 93.5